Page 31, applying border and shading. To enhance the appearance of a table, we can apply a variety of border and shading style. For these, we can see many options has been given in figure number 3.18, but the steps are not required for you to learn. Directly come to page number 32, cell alignment. Cell alignment determines how the text or numbers are positioned in a cell. There are two types of alignment of data, that is vertical alignment and horizontal alignment. For in case of vertical alignment, determines whether the text is placed at the top, center or bottom of a cell. Second one, horizontal alignment determines whether the text is placed to the left, center or right of the cell. By default, text is aligned to the upper left of a cell. To change the alignment of the text in a cell of a table, follow these steps. Step 1. Right-click and select the cell alignment option, which has been shown in figure number 3.20. Step 2. Choose the alignment option you want. Next heading is changing text direction. When you type text in a table, it appears horizontally. The text direction can be changed so that the text is displayed vertically. To change the text direction in the cell, we have to follow the steps. Page 33. Step 1, right-click and select the option, the direction, that is in figure number 3.21 as shown. Text direction option has given. Step 2, the text direction table cell will cell dialog box will appear, which has shown figure number 3.22, and then we have to choose the direction option we want. Step 3, click on OK. The direction of the text will be changed. Now keywords has given cell, column, row, table. All these keywords are very important for your definitions. And let us recall also are very important for your short questions. With this, I'm ending this chapter here, Microsoft Word.